It's great to see you. Welcome to Morgantown Community Church. We're thrilled that you're here to celebrate Christmas with us. If you are here for the very first time ever, welcome. We are so glad that you're here. If you join us every year for this service, it's great to see you again. Welcome. If you're here every week, we're so glad you're here to celebrate with our family this sacred, beautiful occasion of Christmas. Can we hear it for our band and choir real quick, by the way? Oh, wow. So I want to take just a moment and I want to talk about what Christmas means. What actually, we talk a lot this time of year about the meaning of Christmas and getting back to the real meaning of Christmas and keeping it, like keeping Christ in the whole Christmas thing. And what does that mean? So I want to talk a little bit about what does Christmas mean? But in order to talk about what Christmas means, we have to first talk about a British graffiti artist named Banksy, which I knew that you would be well aware that to talk about Christmas, British graffiti artist. There's a British artist who graffiti means he takes spray paint and different mediums and he goes around different parts of the world and he does different graffiti all over. He's very, very talented. To give you an example of some of his work, what it's like, he actually broke into the London Zoo, into the penguin enclosure, and in 7-foot-high black letters, he wrote, "We're bored of fish." All right, so there's like, he does some funny stuff. He also does some like socially active, socially conscious stuff. A lot of his stuff has to do with kind of getting rid of violence in our world. Let me show you one of his pieces he's done. Now, usually this guy would be throwing like a bomb, a Molotov cocktail of some sort. And here, Banksy does this piece and he's throwing a bouquet of flowers. So obviously you get the picture. We need to stop blowing each other up and start loving each other. Now, notice this next one. You may recognize this. You recognize this movie? Pulp Fiction? John Travolta, Samuel L. Jackson, and what are they holding? They're, in the movie, they're holding guns, but here, he's replaced them with bananas. So you kind of get what his kind of his shtick is. It's either going to be really light and funny, or he's going to make you think about how we live. How do we actually treat each other? Last year, at Christmas, I ran across a piece he had done. And when I first saw it for the very first time, I just want you to notice up front, the first time I saw this piece he had done, it's called The Crucifixion. I was very, at first, taken aback and offended and didn't know how to respond. So I just want to show you this piece he had done. He called it The Crucifixion. And Jesus is in the pose you imagine him to be on a cross. But instead, in this picture, he's holding shopping bags. There's a candy cane in one over here. And when I first saw that, I thought, it's a little in poor taste. Like, why would you do that? Why would you put that somewhere? And so I kind of just brushed past it. But something kept calling me back to this picture. And I try to keep my mind open to things. You never know how God's going to move or speak or challenge you. And so I kept, like, over throughout this year, I keep looking at this picture again and again. I had it on a file on my computer. I would go back to it. I'd bring it up, and I would look at it, and I would think, what is up with that art? What is he trying to say? And then this question pops into my head. What is Christmas about? What does Christmas mean? And our immediate, quick gut reaction to what the Christmas means. Well, Christmas is about Jesus. It's about God entering the world. Christmas is about a Savior being born. It's about this baby who's come to right the wrongs and to put everything back together and to heal and restore and rescue. That's what Christmas is about. I don't know what Banksy's religious beliefs are, but I think he's saying something to us. I think one of the things he's saying is that for all the words we use to talk about Christmas, what we actually do speaks louder. Like, how do we actually live at Christmas? Do we live more in tune with what God's doing and sending the Savior into the world? Are we more filled with hope and peace and joy with love because this baby has entered the world? Or do we say the right things about the Christmas season because we're supposed to say, we're Christians and we live in a Christian society. And so we're supposed to say things like, well, you know, obviously Jesus is the real reason for the season. And we rhyme it like that so it's easier to say. And we talk about those things. But when you look at our actual practice and the way we live, the way we treat each other, the way we spend, are we really saying that ultimately what Christmas is about is it's about using the birth of Jesus to spend lots of money we don't have on stuff we don't need? What is the Christmas story? Is Christmas ultimately about places to go, gifts to buy and wrap, and people to see? Or underneath all this, is there a story that we've got to get back to? Is there a story that that could actually change things. And here's what I want to tell you up front about this Christmas story we're going to read. I really believe in the depths of my soul that this story has the power to change everyone. I believe that this Christmas story isn't just good news for religious people who go to church on Christmas Eve. I believe that the Christmas story is good news for the entire world because God wants to save the world. And at Christmas, we are introduced not to the beginning of God's plan. God's plan to save the world began with Abraham in the Old Testament. At Christmas, we see kind of the beginning of the fulfillment of this plan. So if you have a Bible, look at Matthew chapter 1 with me. I want to walk through just this Christmas story. And Matthew gives it to us like this. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." He will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said a long, long time ago through a prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. What is the Christmas story? Like, if you take away all the wrapping paper and all the stuff and all the things that Christmas can become, and those are great, and we all enjoy those parts of Christmas, but when you take them out of center stage, what are you left with? If you take all the other stuff off center stage, you are left with a baby who's been born into the world, just like other babies. 10 fingers, 10 toes, crying, relying on mom and dad to take care of every bit of his needs, relying on his parents to make sure he gets fed and to make sure his diaper gets changed and to make sure that he has every little thing lined out the way it should be. You have a baby at the center of the story of God rescuing the world. But what we're told about this baby is that this baby isn't just an ordinary kid. My kid just turned 2, and I'm convinced that he's a prodigy. But no matter how great he is, like, this baby has a leg up, because this baby, in some mysterious way, was the very God who made the universe in skin. One of my favorite writers, C.S. Lewis, in one of his books, put it like this: "Once in our world, a stable had something in it that was bigger than our whole world." Once in real history, there's a baby born who was placed in a stable, and this baby was born into a world that he was bigger than, that he created, that he spoke into being. At Christmas, the central heart of the Christmas message is God is with us. Not somewhere else. Not absent. I don't know what your experience with religion or faith or Christianity has been like, but what the Christmas message says to us is that God is present right here and available right here, right now, for me and you. That he isn't somewhere else, that he isn't busy dealing with somebody else's problems, that the God who spoke everything into existence, the God who put every star in place, the God who lights up the sky, is the God who's present to us. There's a writer named Richard Foster, and he kind of takes this a step further. Christmas is about God being present to us, and what often happens is we think, man, that's great, God's present to us, but then what is the response? Like, if God is present to me, what should my response be? And here's what he says: "Today, the heart of God is an open wound of love. He aches over our distance and preoccupation. He mourns that we do not draw near to him. He grieves that we have forgotten him. He weeps over our obsession with muchness and manyness. He longs for our presence." The God who in Jesus was present to us. I mean, the God who made the universe is present. He comes into the world, God with us, saving us, healing us, putting it all back together. The God who came in Jesus is present. And what God longs for us is our presence. You know, I've learned something. I've learned that that God could use any number of people to do what I'm doing right now. God, what makes me unique to God, or what I can offer God, isn't really the fact that I can get up and talk a little bit. Whatever you can do for God is not what makes you unique, because there are lots and lots of other people who can do the exact same things for God we could do. And if we didn't do them, God, the scriptures say God could raise up stones to take care of those things. The most unique thing you can give God, the one thing you can give God that nobody else can give God, the one thing that you and you alone in all of this universe, there is not a single living thing in the universe that can offer God this except you, and that is your presence, your love, your affection, your attention, your devotion, your obedience. You are the only person in creation who can love God for you. And at Christmas, when we take this moment to remember that the God who spoke everything into being is present to us in this baby who would grow up to give his life for us, when we remember that God went to the greatest, most dramatic depths to reach us. When you get that, Christmas is God saying, you can't outrun me, you can't hide from me, you can't get away from my love. I'm going to pursue you, I'm going to chase you, I'm going to beg you, I'm going to plead with you, I'm going to show up in human skin and say, love me, trust me, follow me. Christmas is about this God who is inescapable. We run into him everywhere we go. And what we're challenged to do at Christmas is not to just celebrate that God is with us, but it's to actually turn down the noise and turn down the hustle and bustle as much as we possibly can, and to respond to him at Christmas. And we're here with you. God, you went to great lengths to reach me, and now I want to pay attention. You gave up your very son to reach me. I'm all ears. The ultimate thing God wants with us is relationship. God's not looking for little ants he can control to tell you do this, you do that. No, that's not what God's into. What God is ultimately looking for are people just like you and just like me to be in relationship. And this is what Christmas is about. It's about God saying, I'm ready. I'm here. I've been pursuing you. I've been chasing you. You've not been getting it. So here I am. I'm one of you. I want to know you. I want a relationship with you. And you and I get the choice at Christmas. We can respond to God by saying, hey, it's great that you're here for us. If we need you, we'll let you know. Or we can choose to say, God, the depths you have gone to reach us, we are all ears. Whatever you want to say, whatever you want to do, however you want to order my life, however you want to change my heart, whatever attitudes, whatever it needs to go in order for me to really experience your presence in the way you long for me to have it, God, do that in my heart. So let me ask you this question. God's obviously present with us. He's here. He's everywhere. You can't run from God. God doesn't live in buildings. He lives in people. He's here. Question isn't, is God going to be present to you this Christmas? He is. The question is, are we going to be present to God this Christmas? Are we going to let him have his way in our hearts? Are we going to turn our attention and our focus and our love and our devotion off of so many other things? I think Banksy got it right. We can say this is about Jesus all we want, but until he has our attention, it's really not. And so if you're like me, I need moments like this one. Moments to take a time out, together with friends and family and brothers and sisters, and to sing about this joy that we've been given. To pause from all the Christmas errands and all the places to go and people to see. And to be reminded that God is present. And he'll be present when you leave here. And he'll be present tonight when you're with your family. And he'll be present in the morning when you're going wherever. He will be there. And the question you and I have to wrestle with is, are we going to be there too? Are we going to show up for God? Because God has shown up in Jesus in a unmistakable way for us. Let's take just a moment. And before we keep singing, before we begin to light our candles and have kind of this time we have every year as we close out our service together, let's just pause and let's just do this right where you are. I'm not going to ask you to pray out loud, but right where you are as I'm praying, maybe you'll just say these words. God, I'm here. God, I'm here. Whatever you want to do, I'm here. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for this Jesus who comes into the world, this baby born, God with us. not somewhere else, not disconnected, not absent. The God who is here, the God who sees our hurts, the God who sees our trouble, the God who sees our pain, the God who walks with us through the darkest, most difficult moments of our lives is here. You have come to rescue us and save us and put us back together. God, it is my prayer tonight. In just these next couple moments, that we'll begin to embrace a posture that just simply says to you, I'm here. Whatever you want to say, whatever you want to do, I'm here. I'm yours. You have my attention. May we not simply say that Christmas is about Jesus, but through the way we live and through the way we relate to you and the way we treat others, the way we actually live our lives, may Christmas really be, and may all of our lives, not just this season, really be about God who is with us. We thank you for Christ, and we celebrate him tonight. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to invite you to stand.